Buongiorno, Dentelli, non si cancia. Ma le tesi mi dice che le scuole sono forse in vita e poi non mi dice che le scuole sono in vita. Ma Dentelli, tu sei in vita e non mi dice che le scuole sono in vita. January 2013, case number 147387. This is behavior presentation. And again, requesting a fee letter. Again, is requesting his medications be discontinued. My lord. Staff not reporting any behavioral problems in the last week. No reports of eating or sleeping problems, no reports of paranoia or psychosis, no reports of depression. Takes 100% in reports of learning or any time three, no reports of non-compliance. Observation patient was up. He's awake a little or any time three. Hygiene and grooming are good. He's quite cute, calm, cognitive. Muscle tone and strength is within normal limits, no irregular movements are seen. He's pleasant, cooperative. This piece of fatigue, coherent goal directed thought process was normal. No loose associations, no paranoia or delusion expressed. Did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal ideations. He's already at times three, recent remote memory intact, fundamental knowledge intact. Attention span and concentration were within normal limits. No complaints of side effects, no lethargy, no tremor seen. Mood is euthymic, affective, silent, and cheerful. Medications, he's currently getting Risperdal 0.5 milligrams at bedtime. So Zoloft 150 milligrams daily, plus Xanax 0.5 milligrams, 2 pills every 8 hours is needed for anxiety. Restorol 30 milligrams at bedtime is needed for insomnia. Trileptal 150 milligrams, give 450 milligrams every 12 hours. Assessment by bipolar disorder, most recent episode, depressed, currently mood and behavior stable plan. At this time, the patient request will discontinue the rest, put all, and monitor. For now, continue Zoloft 150 milligrams days for depression and continue the trileptal to 450 milligrams every 12 hours of mood stabilizing. Continue the Xanax 0.5 to 1 milligrams every 8 hours is needed for anxiety and Restorol 3 milligrams at bedtime is needed for insomnia. The benefits of medications outweigh the risk. Primary care physician to follow up medically more than 17 minutes of patient time and core time was spent providing coordination of care with staff and patient counseling for the benefits and the need for medication, and this is the end of the dictation time.